And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
I'm John Waters, the author of the new book, Car Sick, and I would recommend a book to you called The Complete Short Stories of James Purdy. I wrote the introduction. James Purdy is certainly not for everybody. His books are like a box of poison chocolates where you can eat one every night before you go to sleep. His characters are so lonely that sometimes they just go in phone booths and call weather, so people think they have friends. It's about women that sometimes hear gossip on the wind from other people talking evilly about them. They're very gothic. They're very melodramatic. No one ever liked them very much. They were never successful that much, his books. But I think he is really an undiscovered genius that few people really, really like. But I would say his books are really a new kind of evil, a new kind of weirdness that makes everybody uncomfortable. Every one of his stories will make you kind of squirm in the best possible way. I'm a big fan of James Purdy. I knew him a little bit, and he unfortunately died, but he lived a long, long time. And even his obituary in the New York Times was controversial, saying how he bit the hand of everybody that tried to help him and everything. So he was an odd duck, something that I've always loved. But I think if you have patience, he's not an easy read, and I don't think books should be easy. I think they should be hard and challenge you. So I would get this book. It's really long. It's 500 pages. But you can just take that book and read it for the rest of your life. Read one story a week, or one story a month, or one story a year, and you always have that little perverse dosage of James Purdy. The first time I read James Purdy was probably a book called Malcolm, which was the only book he had that was a hit, that was later turned into a play that ran about three performances on Broadway, directed by Edward Albee. It starred in it Shirley Stoller, who was amazing. She was in The Honeymoon Killers, Carol Baker's daughter. I saw it, actually. I went to see it, and it was kind of great. But I liked his books like Jeremy's Version and The House of the Solitary Maggot. Now, that's a good title. That's a good title. But they were very obscure movies, and some of them were very sexual and very violent and very crazy and politically incorrect, gaily incorrect all the time. His audience was rare but dedicated.
John Waters recommends The Complete Short Stories of James Purdy. And you can find more bookmarks and an interview with Waters on our website at ttbook.org.